I'm Kate Remington, and today I'm talking with a couple of members of Chicago's Fifth House Ensemble. Melissa Snoza, she's the flutist and executive director, and Eric Snoza, who's the double bassist and the program's manager, and they have mounted a very ambitious project to perform the music from the video game Journey live on stage. And Eric and Melissa, it's so great to have a chance to talk with you both about this.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
It seems like everybody who has a PS3 played Journey, and yet, as far as I know, no project like this with a live performance and someone playing the game on stage has ever been tried before. So what was like the spark to get the thing going?
Well, actually, we met Austin through the composer who's on our roster with Fifth House. His name is Dan Visconti. And the two of them became friends because Dan, in addition to being a wonderful composer, has done a lot of reviews of video games and video game music, including one that he did for Symphony Magazine on Journey. And he just basically said, I need you to sit down and play this game. And I'm not a person who really plays a lot of games, so I just thought, yeah, whatever, it'll be okay. But he actually sat me down and like basically chained me to the couch and said, you must play this game for a couple of hours. And before we were done, I was in tears. I mean, I cried three times during our first playthrough of the game. And if you can picture it, it's me and Dan and Eric sitting on the couch. And, you know, at the end of the game, with tears streaming all down our faces, another member of our group walks in and just kind of wonders what happened to us all. But, you know, the thing that's been really great about this is that we looked at each other after playing the game and said, what can we do here? Because we need to be able to bring this to a live audience in some way. The game is so amazing. The music is such an integral part of what makes it so wonderful. And we just envisioned the idea of being able to respond to live gameplay.
Well, I love how Austin had says, too, that this game is really the one he's been waiting for his whole career, because it gave him such an opportunity to create music on a really deep emotional level. So it sounds like all of you were on the same page just right away.
Absolutely. Yeah. It was the first time I've ever encountered, and I think Austin could say the same, a game that teaches you empathy. And it teaches you how to collaborate and work with another person all without saying a word. And I think what he found that particularly compelling, that he had to create a score that propelled this storyline and propelled this want and desire to help other people to create and to explore. And so we wanted to pass that on to as large a crowd as possible.
Well, what's interesting about it, too, is that because with a lot of multiplayer games, you have an opportunity to talk with them, either with text or if you're wearing one of the headsets. But with Journey, it's completely wordless, kind of like a live performance, I would imagine.
That's absolutely true. And that's also one of the things that makes it lend so well to the live performance, that you don't have dialogue going on over the music. The visuals say everything that needs to be said. And, you know, that's also one of the things that is so powerful about the way that the game is set up in general, is that you're meeting people who are completely anonymous to you, but actually exist out there somewhere on the PlayStation network, and you have to find a way to communicate with them. I mean, what better metaphor for the many people you'll meet every day in your life, that you have to find a common language and a way to communicate? And the thing that shocked me the first time I played the game was that there was somebody who had a white robe, which means that they found everything there is to find in the game, who actually stayed with me for a long portion of my gameplay just to help me find all of the cool things there were to find and just to help me get through some of the challenges. And it amazed me that that would be a reason that people would continue to play the game, is to help other people discover.
Yeah, you know, the game community gets kind of a bad rap sometimes, because it can be a vicious and, you know, super competitive place. But then, yeah, I have found people, too, playing online that just have this generous spirit. And especially with Journey, I don't think there's a way you could really harm the other player unless you let them be exposed to the monsters that happen later in the game. But it does really reflect a kind of a generosity of spirit that's like a really powerful thing.
It definitely does. And, you know, the other thing, too, is that when we were first talking to Austin about this project and we said, you know, gosh, is there any way for us to perform this in an interactive way live? You know, he said himself that that was a project he'd been waiting 10 years to do, because in addition to the fact that he has such an amazing body of work for games, he's also a person who thinks very critically about how audiences experience art music and has been experimenting with a lot of different ways to do that. So this is a natural extension of both what we've been doing with Fifth House and storytelling through music for the last 10 years, and where he's looking for performance to go in its next form. So it's sort of the perfect project for us both.
Yeah, kind of a perfect storm. And clearly, you really tapped into something because your Kickstarter campaign for the project was fully funded in 2 hours. I mean, that never happens. So there's clearly a real hunger for experiences like that, which I think is really great.
Yeah, it's no surprise that it's one of the fastest and most downloaded games on the PlayStation Network. And the fans out there are extremely generous, along with the support that they've been giving us. We've also put up Journey fan art contests and asked them to come tell us their stories. And the outpour of stories and art that we've received is absolutely phenomenal.
Let's talk a little bit about the specifics of how the music is going to work. You know, one of the things that really gives the music a distinctive sound is that incredible bass flute. And I know you got a donation of a really fabulous instrument, and you've had to bring in some other players too to augment your own ensemble.
Yeah, we have core members, 10 of us. And then to add to that, we have a percussionist and a harpist to help fill out some of the sounds that are in the score.
So in general, with the instrumentation, the full score was written for a big orchestra. And so the first thing that Austin and Patrick O'Malley, who is our arranger, and he's alumni of our Summer Fresh Ink Festival, which is a great thing for us to be able to do, is to work with one of our alumni. He actually worked with Patrick to create the reduction for our instrumentation, which is essentially a wind quintet plus one of each string, violin, viola, cello, bass, and piano. And then the other challenge that we had as we were thinking about how to do this live is that with Journey, there isn't natively an option to turn the music off in the game and still be able to hear all of the sound effects. So we actually had to work with Sony, who very generously provided a PS4 with a custom build of the game that is sound effects only, which was an amazing thing for them to be able to do and be willing to do. So that box just arrived on my doorstep last night, and I'm so excited to try that out.
Oh, that's going to be neat, because there are moments in the game, too, where the sound effects kind of get worked into the music. There are some chimes and some nature sounds, too. So I'm sure it's going to be a lot of fun putting all of that together.
Yes.
Exactly right. You can chime using the controller, mm-hmm. Or chirp, as they say. And so the whole idea is that you will be able to still hear that and the swishing sand and all of the wonderful things that go on in the game while we're following along with the music.
The other challenge that I'm sure you've thought out is that normally a game's engine would be programmed to make the choices and the decisions for what music cues to be playing at a particular moment when a player is in a space or doing something like flying or gliding or hiding. So how did you work out how you'll be changing cues, picking up the cues kind of on the fly with the player who's playing the game?
So, as you mentioned, within the game, there's literally thousands of triggers that add instruments or increase the volume or do lots of things based off of the video gamers play. So what we've done is we've narrowed that down to several dozen triggers, and we're going to have a conductor in front of us watching the live gameplay. And when any of those triggers come up, he's going to guide us to the next stage, whether that's a loop that we, you know, keep going through, or whether that's proceeding to the next thing or going all the way back, literally, again, following the live gamers play.
Yeah, how did you choose who's going to be playing the game live on stage, too? I'm curious about that.
That's a great question. So it is both a function of the Kickstarter campaign and also a partnership with local gaming organizations. So for most of the venues that we'll be performing at, we have a local competition that we are running. And usually that's either with a local gaming organization. So for instance, we have Killer Queen Mercury Squad here in Chicago that set up a competition to select players. We're also working with students at Florida Atlantic University and also with MAGFest to select players there. And the idea is that we're selecting a few there, as well as offering up a selected number of player spots to people who are willing to back us on the Kickstarter campaign. So there are two ways to get involved.
And clearly, the people that would want to do this are very passionate. They've probably played through the game hundreds of times, or at least dozens of times before. So they'll know how to get from one area to another and collect the special things that will, you know, allow the player to fly further in the game and that kind of thing. So I would imagine it you'll be playing with very good players of the game too.
Yeah, I think that's what makes the chamber music experience so interesting, is that it's never the same twice. You can plan and prepare as much as possible. But in the end, you might decide to do something musically that's a little different. And basically what you have to do is you have to trust each other and follow each other. And so what we're doing in this case is we're allowing the players and the lovers of Journey to join that chamber music experience. And very much we get to follow each other.
Oh, that's altogether. I mean, it sounds like it's really going to be an amazing thing, because, you know, so many people play games by themselves. Even if they're playing a multiplayer game, there's not somebody sitting beside them, usually, watching them play the game. So this seems like it's really going to be a very special experience. It's not quite like the game, and it's a much different live performance, too. So I think you guys have really created something entirely different and entirely new.
One of the things that's really fantastic about working with players on this, as Eric mentioned, is the chamber music aspect. But the challenge in selecting players that's really interesting is that Journey is not a competitive game. It's not a game in which you're necessarily going to get to the end the fastest or win the most points. So we're looking at things like being an amazing citizen and having, you know, grace and finesse as you're going through the game. And it's also fine with us to have some players who haven't had as much experience with it, as long as they're able to, you know, get through some of the challenges of the game. It's great to see that discovery happen. And I will say, from my own experience, I have just as much fun watching the game as I do playing it, which is a really unusual thing for a game to be able to accomplish.
Yeah, because as I have found, there are plenty of games that are fun to play, but a lot less fun to watch. And Journey is such a gorgeous game to look at that, in a way, it almost doesn't matter if you're playing it or not, because the experience, it's not quite the same, but you're sort of swept along with it anyway. So now that the Kickstarter is, well, not quite over, you went so far beyond the goal that in addition to the premiere at MAGFest in Baltimore, you've been able to add extra performances in Florida. There's the premiere in Chicago, of course, and then Springfield, and you just added a performance in Brooklyn in July. So it kind of seems like this has taken on a life of its own, and for a while, this could be all you do for the near future.
It has been really great to see the response nationwide to this project, not just from backers, but also from concert presenters and people in the industry who are interested in bringing Journey to a lot of different spaces in the United States and also abroad. So our challenge now is to really do what our backers are asking. We ask them with their votes or with their pledges to tell us where we should go next. And so we have this running tally of all the requests we've been getting, and we've been targeting venues in those areas first. So the biggest challenge here is that, as touring projects go, this does have a lot of moving parts. I mean, we're talking about bringing 14 people plus equipment and tech setup and all of that. So what you see on Kickstarter is just a fraction of what is needed to get us to any particular place. So what we've been working really hard on behind the scenes is to find presenter partners who are willing to support the project with a budget locally that we can then augment with Kickstarter support, so that we can create a match that leverages the dollars our backers are putting in as much as possible. So National Sawdust was the first of those. We're really excited to be premiering this in New York for the first time there. And it'll be our first time at National Sawdust as well. We're really excited to see that venue open as of last October. And we're working on a number of other things. I definitely want to say that we've gotten a lot of requests from the UK, so we're working extremely hard on that. And as you can imagine, the ask on that side in terms of just getting that many people across the pond is big, but we're committed. So we are very much hoping to be able to announce some more venues before the campaign ends.
That is so exciting. And honestly, you know, I've been to a couple of video games live performances where a full orchestra plays music from a lot of different games, and it's always packed. It's always sold out. So I would imagine it's you'll have your choice of where to go as you're trying to line these places up, because it's pretty obvious that the gaming community really cares deeply about the music in the games, and what you're presenting is just so new and so different.
I will say that the thing that's wonderful about this is that we don't do projects that we don't also feel extremely strongly about. And as I was telling you about our first experiences with the game, that's the reason we wanted to do this, is because we loved it so much. And we felt like if there was ever the most compelling argument for a game as art, this is the best one we could possibly think of. And so it's the perfect marriage between something that we know a lot of people are going to really enjoy and get something meaningful from, and also something that we feel extremely artistically strongly about doing. So we're really excited to see what happens next with the project, but I definitely have to give a huge thanks to everyone who has backed the project so far. I mean, I think we have over 900 backers on Kickstarter today. And what that has allowed us to do when we're speaking to presenters and venues across the country and abroad is to show them in a really concrete way, there is a huge community behind this game and a commitment to seeing this happen live. And that's a very powerful thing and a very unusual thing to be able to do.
You know, I'm curious, since you're playing this game, which is an epic, epic journey with at times some just almost insurmountable hardships, I'm just wondering, as you have been working on this project, have you come across anything in the, let's call it the journey to bring this project to light? Are there any like really special moments as the project has come together that you'd like to share?
I think it was the time that he played through the score in rehearsal. It's one thing to sit in front of the game and to hear it and to go through this journey of the game. But when you sit down and you hear the music live for the first time, the emotions kind of well up, because everything that you experienced the first time you played the game comes to light. And it was very emotionally impactful for me.
That. Well, it's going to be a wonderful experience. I'm glad you're going to be in our area in Brooklyn, and hopefully you'll have more opportunities to perform around the country too. And Melissa and Eric, it's just been great to talk with you about this.
Thank you.
Thank you.